Actually, I would appreciate if you give your full attention to Ms. Jalen Bergman, who is going to address the body briefly, as she is the FFA president for this year, and she has some remarks for the entire body. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, members of the Missouri General Assembly, and guests, it is an honor for our Missouri State FFA officer team to be with you here today. Each year, the Missouri FFA Association chooses a theme that we wish to connect our functions to. This year, our theme is Value the Past, Embrace Your Future. Just like you, as members of the Missouri General Assembly, keep in mind our great state's past, but are always looking to better its future, our organization has that same hope. We hope to keep in practice the foundation that our organization has set, but build upon that foundation and provide more opportunities and benefits for members that wear this blue jacket. Many of you probably know that Missouri is the true home for the national FFA organization. In 1928, 33 farm boys from across the nation met in the Hotel Baltimore in Kansas City, Missouri, to begin an organization that has grown to have over 500,000 members. Missouri itself set a record high in all-time membership, having over 25,760 members, ranking us fourth in the nation. Those 33 farm boys made our mission statement to read, FFA makes a positive difference in the lives of its students by developing their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through agricultural education. Our members stand solid behind this mission statement, just as you stand solid behind your mission to improve our state. Agricultural education is based off what we refer to as the three-circle model. The three-circle model is made of three components: instruction, supervised agricultural experience, and FFA. The first component of instruction focuses on agricultural education students learning in a classroom setting and applying those skills in hands-on activities to show them what the real working world will be like. The second component is supervised agricultural experience, or SAE as we call it. An SAE is a supervised project, and a member has the opportunity to either work for a business or create their own. The third component is FFA. FFA provides for a wide range of opportunities for our members, including developing and strengthening leadership skills, communication skills, learning how to work in a team, and having the opportunity to work towards and obtain FFA degrees. The agricultural industry has evolved to keep up with the modern times, and so has FFA. We now incorporate areas such as agri-science and have incorporated math, science, and communication arts into our core curriculum. As agricultural education understands the importance of these core curriculum to form our foundation, we provide career development events and leadership development events, such as poultry evaluation, livestock evaluation, prepared public speaking events, and job interview events, and more. Whatever a leadership opportunity or agricultural industry that a member has a passion for, FFA has an event for it. These events are designed to help members find their passions in life, just like you have found your passion to be in the seats that you're in today. This month of February is Career and Technical Education Month. 63% of high school students are involved in at least one career and technical student organization. Career and Technical Education is doing their part to support the Top 10 by 20 initiative by having 8 organizations ranking in the top 10 in the nation, whether they be FFA, FBLA, DECA, FCCLA, or others. In conclusion, I would like to have a quote from our FFA creed. I believe in the future of agriculture with a faith born not of words, but of deeds. Achievements won by the present and past generations of agriculturalists. You see, this creed was written in 1930. That's a long time ago, and even then, the past generations had a foundation set, and those present generations and future generations was known that they would build upon that foundation like we talked about earlier. The writer of this creed believed in the future of agriculture. As an agriculturalist in our team, We believe in the future of agriculture, too. And I hope as legislators you believe in the future of agriculture, because that future is in both of our hands. I ask you to always remember the want and the need and the hunger of agriculturalists to feed and clothe the world. It's what we as agriculturalists know, and it's what we love. Thank you. If you have any questions about our organization, feel free to ask anyone in a blue jacket. We'd be glad to help. Thank you for your time.